T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me introduce you to Rick Germani. Did I get that correct?
Germani.
He says he's 85. I think he's lying because he really looks a lot younger than 85. And our old friend Dr. Bruce Johnson, who's back, the chief clinical research officer over at Dana-Farber. It's great to see you again, Doc.
That's wonderful to be here.
Rick, maybe you can tell us your story here because it's pretty remarkable.
Where do you want me to start?
When you first found out that you had an issue, you had a problem.
Now, when I first found out I had an issue, I thought it was something simple like pneumonia, because that's what they diagnosed me with on Cape Cod. And I went through 2 courses of antibiotics, and the doctor couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. So finally he said, maybe we ought to do a CAT scan. And they did a CAT scan, didn't tell me the results, and sent me home. 3 days later, I get called from my primary care physician, called me in, and had this somber look on his face, and he said, I've got some bad news. I says, what? He says, you've got cancer in both lungs, metastatic. He says, really serious. And I says, okay. He says, that's how it started. And, of course, my wife and I said, oh, my God, you know, metastatic cancer, that doesn't sound very good. So this is the end of November of last year. By mid-December, I was at Dana-Farber. And the first week I was there, I met first with the surgeon that was going to do the biopsy. Then they did a brain scan and a PET scan to make sure that they knew where the cancer was. And then on Friday, I had the biopsy. And I thought the biopsy results would come back in 1 or 2 days. And incidentally, a friend of mine happens to be a pathologist at the Brigham's. And he said, no, sometimes it takes several days because they want to do several tests on the biopsy tissue. When they came back, it was, I believe, non-squamous, non-small cell lung cancer. And after that, about 3 days later, I started feeling not well. And I went into the emergency room, and they did another CAT scan. And they found, as a result of my having stopped taking blood thinners, that my lungs were now full of blood clots. And they were frightened. They called an ambulance, and they put me in the ambulance. They told my wife as I was leaving, he's probably not going to make it to Boston. But I did. Obviously, I'm still here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, made it back to Boston
I made
today.
It back. Yes. And I went into Dana-Farber. In 5 days, they put me on blood thinners, and the clots resolved themselves. And while I was in the hospital that time is when I first met Dr. Johnson. Didn't know who he was. Didn't know how lucky I was. Because I found out later that Dr. Johnson was not only the chief thoracic oncologist, he was also director of clinical research, and he's also, I think, the president of the American Oncology Society.
He's a big deal over here. I can tell you this. He is a big deal over here.
And once in a while, he reminds me how lucky I am to have him.
So when you walk in, you figure, okay, this guy, this Dr. Johnson guy is gonna be my guy. But when you find out that his little bit of his background, immediately you have to just feel, you and your wife, okay,
well,
I'm in the best hands I can be right now.
The funny thing is, I was never told that I was dying. And I suspect that Dr. Johnson can give you a better medical situation of what I looked like or what I was when he met me versus where I am today. Maybe you'd want to comment on that.
Yeah, the thing I want to comment on, and one of the reasons why, one of the things I look forward to every year is appearing on WEI for this fundraiser, is that, you know, when I started 20 years ago at Dana-Farber, there was very little research going on in lung cancer, and it's through efforts like this that the discretionary funds that go to do research, new research efforts come from. And we worked for a while, and one of the things that came out of the basic science research from our laboratories is the idea that you could use immunotherapy and apply it in lung cancer. And, you know, one of the things that that happened, and we've heard some Rick talk a little bit about, you know, what he was like. The one thing that happened is he was about as sick as he can get and still be alive. And we just gave him some immunotherapy, and it's all gone away.
That's unbelievable.
In 7 months.
Keytruda? Keytruda, is that the drug?
Yes.
Now, is that something that was that's developed over the last 20 years that you were part of or that you've helped implement?
So two of our scientists, Gordon Freeman and Arlene Sharp, were two of the scientists who came up with the idea that if you block this certain part of the immune pathway, is that you could potentially use this as a therapeutic application in different types of cancer, and it so happens it works in lung cancer. And we've been involved in the very early trials of this, and now this particular drug, Keytruda or pembrolizumab, is approved for treating people, for subsets of people with lung cancer. So we were able to give it as a single agent, just immunotherapy, no chemo, no pills, no nothing, and give it by
that
itself.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah, so, Doc, what is that timeline? Say 5 years ago, Rick comes in.
5 years ago, we would have done some testing. You know, if he doesn't have a specific one, there's a few of them that we knew 5 years ago. There were two different ones where and it's about 15 or 20% of lung cancer. You get pills instead of chemo, but everybody else got chemo. And so this has all happened in the last – they started to get approved 3 years ago. Mm. So it's a dramatic advance. It took 20 years. But it was 20 years of basic science research and then clinical research, and now it's much more broadly applied.
It takes time, and as you said, it takes money to come up with these studies and these drugs and these remedies, and that's what this is all about today. Doc, it's always great seeing you. Continued great work over there. We really appreciate it. You were lucky. You're right.
I know I was lucky.
You got the right guy.
I did.
85, and you look about 65. Good luck for the next 20 years, because you're going to be fine. I'm telling you.
I would like to say one final thing.
Go ahead.
My wife and I have discussed this, and what we'd like to do is propose that from the next 2 hours, we'll match any contribution, whether it be $5 or $500, up to $5,000.
Terrific. That is awesome. That
so
is unbelievable.
Okay,
write it down.
That is
here
unbelievable.
We go.
Write it down.
Rick, that is unbelievable. Thank you very much. Well, we really appreciate that from you and your wife. Obviously, you know how good this hospital is and what they do and the research, and you're passing it on. That is awesome.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.